May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Before I dive in for real, I just want to point out, and I will probably repeat this, but that Jesus has just walked into territory that is out of his nation. He's just crossed a territorial boundary and ends up engaging with this woman. And I want you to keep that in mind as you think about the story of Omar and his fiancée crossing this this cultural barrier that would in fact have prevented them from ever figuring they could share a life together. So this text, I figured I absolutely have to preach on it because it's, as I said, it's icky. It's a challenging reading. Don't you just love the thought of Jesus saying, it's not fair to take the children's food and give it to the dogs? That's not the Jesus we normally like to think about. So let's take a look at it. Jesus has gone with his disciples onto foreign soil. Tyre and Sidon, that region, they are ancient enemies of Israel. We have no idea why Jesus went there. Not the foggiest notion, quite honestly. It just says that's what he did. He goes, though, and his reputation as a healer goes with him. Well, if you've got a healer coming into your part of the world, you may not be too fussy about his national credentials if your daughter is possessed by devils or is terribly ill. You are ready to do almost anything because you're desperate. So this woman, what's really bizarre is she's described as a Canaanite woman, which was not the language that would have been used at the time of Jesus. That's language that goes back to the that national story that Israel has of genocide and taking over the Canaanite land. The name that she would have been called is, she would have been, as she is in another passage, the Syrophoenician woman. But in this case, she's called a Canaanite because Matthew wants, I think, to highlight this ancient enmity. So the Canaanite woman comes and she's yelling, heal my daughter! Heal my daughter! And she's rather disruptive. And Jesus just ignores her. Until the disciples say, Jesus, send her away because she's really being a pain. She's horribly disruptive. She shouldn't be here. And I find myself thinking, wait a minute, whose land is this anyway? And why do you figure you can tell her to go away when it's you who've crossed into her territory? Those are all questions that sit there for me. Jesus says, I was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Really? Then I come back to, then why on God's green earth are you here? I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. And so he's narrowing, right? These are the people that I have come for. He's being quite restrictive. And yet, he crossed that boundary. So, what is going on? And the woman comes and she kneels because her need is so great. Her daughter's need is so great. What does she have to lose? Absolutely nothing. So she says, help me. Help me. And then we get that line from Jesus. It's not fair to take the children's food and give it to dogs. Well, first of all, why that limitation? You're a healer. You're not actually giving out food. It's not like there should be some, well, you know, I only have this much healing to dispense, and I'm up to here now, you know, I'd only have this much left in the healing bucket, and if I give it to you, then I can't give it to anybody else. I mean, that, I don't think that that's how ancient healers worked. So why is there this limitation? Is the healer's power restricted? Or maybe healing power doesn't cross national boundaries. Maybe that's it. It sure sounds like tribalism. And why does he need to be so rude? Some interpreters want to soften it and say, oh no, he's just talking about puppies. But actually, I think we need to deal with the text on its own terms, which is, I think he's actually being rather insulting. And we need to be brave enough to admit that. Maybe he was tired. Well, maybe, in fact, that's why he left his own territory, so that he could get a break. Maybe it's simply that Jesus was a man of his time, a man of his tribe, a man of his culture. And then the woman just blows me away. Because maybe she expected non-cooperation, because Jesus is part of this nation that, as part of its history, retells the story of genocide against her ancestors. Why should the healer help her? She has no reason other than their shared humanity to expect his help. So she pulls from her quick mind, she pulls from her passionate heart, she pulls from her body, energized by adrenaline, and delivers an incredible comeback. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And at that point, she's not pleading, I don't think. I think she's challenging. And I can actually see her getting in Jesus' face. Don't you love her courage? I do. Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Surely you've got a bit of compassion, because even people even have compassion for dogs. Jesus praises her faith and says her daughter is healed. And we get the sense that Jesus' sense of mission expands. He's challenged by somebody outside his tribe to reach beyond his own tribal boundaries and view. If you play with these ideas, you know, on your walk or your drive home or as you're not falling asleep some night, you can draw a variety of lessons from this story. So go ahead, play with it. But the piece I want to highlight today is the woman's challenge, her willingness to confront Jesus. For those of us who understand Jesus as divine and human, I see a holy one who welcomes our challenges, who can take our desperate arguing, who's okay with us being angry, who's fine when we address the Holy One with strong emotion, and who then moves toward us. The woman received what she needed for her child. Jesus' sense of mission expanded. I don't promise that we will magically get what we want. Remember, I did make those comments at the beginning about the fire, and I don't know what all will be well looks like. God is present. The Holy One is present with us in all things while protecting us from nothing. But I do promise that the Holy One is not threatened when we voice our longings, our angers, and our fears directly. Because the Christ who was present for the Canaanite woman is present for us too. Amen. Let us stand and affirm.